This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Monday night, everybody. Yes, already the 2nd of June. Can you believe that? We're in the hot season. Not quite summer yet, I guess, technically speaking, but you sure would not know that around here. I had a very warm day. I don't know how you're doing. How was your weekend? Oh, golly. It's kind of good to be back. And Bob Tuscan is on the road in Ohio, and he's out in the middle of nowhere. Going to give us a live report, I think, from out in the middle of nowhere. We're going to ask him, can you hear frogs out there, Bob? Can you see fireflies? Are there stars? Are there crickets? No, actually, he's in a hotel, and he's traveling, and we are expecting a cameo appearance of Bob Tuscan on the Bob Tuscan Show. And that may happen tonight, may not. You know how Bob is, but he's on the road, and he's working his job so that he can take care of his family. That's what he does, you know. He's now a social climber and a corporate climber and a curtain climber at the same time. I don't know. But he has, you know, he's had to take some time off this week to go out and do that for this seminar of some sort. And so he has decided that he would go along with the plans to visit beautiful Ohio. Ohio, for all you friends out in Ohio, you know, no derogatory intonation intended. But this is Steve Starrs. You know, I'm his kind of co-host fall guy, or not fall guy, but, you know, the guy that picks up the slack when Bob is on his ventures, as he's been on many times since I've known him. Now, that one trip to Mexico that nearly killed him on the survivalist thing. But I won't go into that. That's Bob's story. I'll let him tell it, you know. Anyhow, to be young and brave and to venture out into the world again. And for all of you that listen very faithfully, it's good to have you along. We're going to get this Monday started very, very off to a bang, I suppose. Very much off to a bang anyway. Boy, I'm going to have to slow down and start to think a little bit more about what I'm saying, because we are on Republic Broadcasting Network and across the country, coast to coast. And as usual, we'll have our call-in lines open. And if you have your bingo marker available and you've got it wetted and all set to do other things and just draw dots on your bingo cards, you can write down our phone number. And our phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Hey, you know, I'd kind of like to hear from some vets, maybe some people who are considering some of the news right now. And this, of course, leads us into our first story, which I'm sure you've already heard a lot of and may be sick of by now, but Sergeant Bergdahl, an intelligence asset endangered by Obama CIA blunder? Question mark. Or could it be something else? Bo Bergdahl, you know, who you know about, was a apparently somebody who just walked off a base in Afghanistan and then disappeared or sort of was abducted for 5 years. doesn't remember English anymore, apparently, or doesn't speak English very well anymore, which is very strange. I mean, you know, it would be odd for me to think that he's forgotten most of his English. That is a strange part of the story that I don't quite understand. But maybe if you've been through these Army psyops and stuff like that, or you're wearing one of these red beret caps and, you know, you're the kind of guy that has had that experience, you might be able to explain to me how he has forgotten to speak English in 5 years. But anyway, Obama takes an undue political risk by negotiating with terrorists for an alleged Army deserter. Yes, that's right. He released five people from Gitmo, five allegedly terrorists. Most of them were bureaucrats, as I understand, not really people involved in the military hardware operation or business dealings of killing people or warlording or selling drugs and all that. They were just sort of, civil tribal people. We could get into that a little bit maybe and talk about who these guys were. But anyhow, five of them were released because, remember, Mr. Obama said, Mr. Barry Sotero Obama has told us that we will leave no soldier behind. Do you remember that quote? Did you see that? I heard that and I said, my gosh, that's the most filthy, ugly lie I have ever heard the man say. Well, there's so many it's hard to say, but what a lie. MIAs, POWs, you might think that means missing in action or prisoners of war. I think it means something different. Missing and intentionally abandoned and prisoners of Washington. You know, we've left people behind all over the world. And now, of course, with all the VA scandal going on and all this other stuff that's happening out there, comes this story of Sergeant Bergdahl, an intelligence asset endangered by Obama's CIA blunder, is the question. Okay, this is from Kit Daniels and Sergeant Joe Biggs at Infowars.com. I'm going to read a little bit of it for you. And let's see, I might get out my reading glasses to read this. Anyhow, let's just go from where it starts here. June 2nd, 2014, Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was a five-year captive of the Taliban-aligned Hakuini Network of Afghanistan. Did I pronounce that right? Hakuini Network in Afghanistan. Many, which may have been an intelligence operative whose cover was blown after the White House outed the CIA's top intelligence official in the Islamic country by mistake. Looks like it was another 15 minutes of plame, you know, Valerie Plame, another 15 minutes of plame where all this information that seems to be important got out somehow, but it was later found out it wasn't really important information at all. It was all just a part of a media circus conducted by a fellow by the name of Carney, J. Carney, you know, who is now leaving, by the way, to be replaced by Ernest. What's the guy's name? Is Josh Earnest. Josh Earnest. He's earnestly joshing you, okay? From Jay Carney to earnestly joshing. Okay, anyhow, now that was another story. We covered that last Friday. Anyhow, Bergdahl, 28, was found by the Islamic insurgent group in the Patika province of Afghanistan on June 30th, 2009, after allegedly deserting his unit. He was found by them, of course, allegedly after deserting his unit. Now, deserting units in a foreign operational base like this is an act of treason. I mean, you can get into very, very serious trouble for walking off base. You don't just decide you want to walk down to 7-Eleven, leave all your gear at the gate, walk through, and then, you know, go AWOL for a little while. Okay, but anyhow, that is the alleged charge that he deserted his unit. But considering that the Obama administration moved to secure his release barely a week after the White House accidentally revealed the head of the CIA operations in Afghanistan, in addition to other strange circumstances, Bergdahl may have actually been an embedded intelligence asset who allowed himself to be captured in order to infiltrate the Haqqani network, yet was ultimately endangered by the Obama administration's blunder. Well, that's a possibility, I guess, huh? Anyway, the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, said that the administration had to move quickly to save Bergdahl's life. But why would Bergdahl be in danger now more than ever during his previous 5 years of captivity? Question. Well, the Obama administration has showed more hospitality to the Bergdahl family than, say, the family of the late SEAL Team 6 member Michael Strange, for example, which would indicate that the White House and the Bergdahls are close collaborators. And it's very revealing that the administration made the unprecedented move to negotiate with terrorists by offering to release five Al-Qaeda-linked figures in exchange for one alleged Army deserter, which effectively sets a price for every captured American service member in the Middle East. This exchange is eerily similar to a spy swap between two countries. On top of it all, Obama didn't even bother to give Congress a 30-day notice before the release of this of the Guantanamo Bay prisoners as required by law. He just let them go, okay? My perception is that he broke the law by not informing Congress 30 days before, said Representative Howard Buck McKeon, Republican from California, who told that to MSNBC. Recent statements by Bergdahl's father, as well as his mannerisms, also suggest that Bergdahl was trained by an intelligence agency to penetrate the Haqqani network under deep cover. Okay, that's a good start for tonight. We'll have a break and get back and talk about some more things in your calls on the Bob Duskin Show.
The hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-parasite intestinal freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Duskin Show on a Monday night. And, of course, there's a lot of news. The entire the entire scandal over the way the vets have been treated as of last week is now followed up by this story of a release of a prisoner who's questionable at best as to why he was held captive, how he became a captive, why he can no longer speak English, or doesn't seem to want to speak English for some reason, and how the timing of all this works out, and why they traded five prisoners from Gitmo for this one individual who deserted his base, apparently deserted his base. And we have some reports, different reports, about how he ended up in the hands of this particular Afghanistan group. Anyhow, there is somebody who I'm going to go to. It's one of our callers. He's a vet himself, as I recall, and I've talked to him many times, and I think it's Fred in California. And Fred, what's your take on all this, and what do you have on your mind tonight?
Steve, it's really great to hear your voice again at the start of another week.
Yes, it is. I mean, another week, not just my voice. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, that too. You know, I've had a chance to think about this over the weekend. You know, and first off, don't forget Pat Tillman in all this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go steady on this fella, and don't rush to judgment. And you know, combat, and I saw a lot of it, and I still suffer today the guilt of taking another one's life. And it has very ranging effects on veterans, both after and during our duty. As you know, these wars that we're in today, as opposed to World War II, you know, there's no clear cut reason why we're there. And I'll tell you that as a vet in Vietnam, I knew we weren't on the right side. But being a draftee and being up where we were, I'll tell you what, this guy had guts. There was no way I'd get up and walk out of a camp into NVA in Chinese. So, there was something going on with this fella, but, you know, warfare takes an individual and it puts an extreme challenge on his makeup, his personality, how stable he is. And I've seen veterans stand up in the middle of combat and just walk in circles. I've seen vets shoot themselves in the foot with a .45 just to get out of the field. The emotions that you feel here in the States when you're thrown into this environment of warfare is like going on steroids. I mean, it just takes all your emotions and it puts them to the extremes. And for those that are not mentally really very strong, it'll break them. And they'll do things that are totally unexplainable. I, for one, you know, I don't know anything about this individual. I don't know what the extenuating circumstances are. And I would just say to everybody out there, know that this person put himself in a position where a lot of people would not want to do, and that was to put themselves in harm's way. And for whatever reason, he did what he did. And I would say hold back and let's learn a little bit more about what's going on here and show compassion towards this person. And it's easy to say, well, he walked off and this is treasonous and, you know, he should be hung from the tree. Well, these are not clear-cut wars. And I, you know, one country's terrorist is another country's freedom fighters. And Pat Tillman discovered that we weren't on the right side, basically. And he paid the consequences for that. I think this individual might have gone through something similar to that and felt that. Now, I've heard stories of deaths in Vietnam that did walk over to the other side or went AWOL, went down to Saigon, which was just from the Cambodian border there where I was. And I don't know, except I just ask the general public to show compassion. The human body and the mental makeup in a war setting is not something that for one here in our in the safety of our homes and where we're at right now on the radio can make a judgment. It's so different over there. You see so many innocent people getting killed. And I think World War II, for every one soldier, 20 civilians died. But it's kind of like that in almost all warfare. They just get stuck in the meat grinder. And it has an adverse effect on a lot of guys. And I'm just saying that this guy put himself in harm's way, and let's kind of go easy and see what's going on, but be compassionate. So thank you for taking.
Yeah, no, that's a great point of view, Fred. And I didn't think of it like that. And of course, you've been through this. You know what it's like to come out of a battlefield situation, out of combat, out of being in a place like this for a long time. And you know, I didn't think of it that way and that clearly. So you're right. I think it will hold off judgment and let's see what happens. Now, the question is, of course, you know, how long is it going to be until we hear from Bo Bergdahl about, you know, his own experience. And, of course, it may take 5 years for him to really emerge into the public and talk about what he really went through. And then, of course, there'll be questions at that time. But, yeah, there have been cases like this, of course, and especially in these very vague objective wars like Afghanistan, like Vietnam, like Iraq. A lot of people really don't know what they're doing there after a while and become very disenthused. Pat Tillman, we should never forget Pat Tillman, who I think had the resolve to come back and talk about what was really going on. And of course, we know, I believe that he was assassinated by friendly fire at virtually a point-blank range or close enough to where it couldn't have been any mistake.
But the one thing that I have not been able to rectify that I brought back from Vietnam is that each one of us, I mean, I'm 67 now, so I've had a chance to kind of look at this differently than a 19-year-old. And remember, these are young kids over there. So is that we as a human species, we can be the most loving and caring person as we hold our grandchildren in our arms or our children. Or we can be that person that's torturing another person or just doing the most inhumane thing to our fellow humans, okay? We have that capacity under certain situations. But for the most part, we're 99% the same. It's just that 1% that is uncontrollable that determines what we do. And warfare is a place where you are challenged tremendously. And this guy could have just gone berserk and walked off. And that's very easy to understand because I was scared over there. I mean, I woke up every day with stomach pains because of the tension.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for taking my call.
One more question, though, Fred, before we get to the break here.
But thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. You know, I appreciate Fred's perspective because I do, you know, I do have a lot of respect for people who've been in these situations. I have a brother-in-law who tells me some pretty grisly stories of Vietnam. And it's an ugly situation. We'll get back to the topic after this. You can call in and voice your opinion as well on the Bob Tuscan Show.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
The Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr is riding in here shotgun with you. And Monday through Friday, we have the show from, we start at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. On the East Coast. That's 9 to midnight Central, 8 to 11 here in Mountain Zone where I am, and out on the Pacific Coast where Fred just called in from, 7 to 10. So we're here Monday through Friday on RBN. Glad to be along with you. Bob is on hiatus or on a business trip, actually. He may be calling in. We may get a chance to hear from him tonight, making a cameo appearance on Bob Tuscan's own show. That's what he likes to do these days, you know, trying to track him down. He's kind of like Johnny Carson in the last part of his, you know, his term there at the Tonight Show. Remember that? He had all these guest hosts and stuff like that. Oh, never mind. Anyhow, it's good to be back with you on a Monday night. We were talking about Bo Bergdahl exchange situation, and we had Fred on, and I'm going to get to Gonzalo, who's out in Toronto from Southern California. We go all the way back to Toronto to get some comments from people outside the country, which we love to do, and our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and, you know, I thought what Fred had to say was pretty good, because he said, basically, let's wait and see. Don't be too judgmental on somebody who may have lost it in a battle situation. That happens all the time. We don't know for sure what's going on here. The thing I do question, though, and I think I was going to ask Fred this before we ran out of time before the break, I said, let's look at the timing of this event, though, and the way it was handled. Five prisoners released from Gitmo. Of course, I don't like Gitmo at all. But five Taliban prisoners who were said to be military commanders, and now we're finding out they probably were not military commanders, but five of these people released at the same time in trade for this one prisoner who happened to be apprehended under somewhat suspicious conditions rather than necessarily a firefight where he was left behind or caught. But we'll leave that judgment to other times and other places when we have a little opportunity to hear a little bit more about this young fellow and what he went through. But the point is simply this, the timing about it is still somewhat suspicious. And I'm going to go to Gonzalo in Toronto to see what he thinks. Gonzalo, are you there?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Well, what do you want to weigh in on here?
I kind of wanted your thoughts on something that's been coming for a while. Another little plan from the New World Order, our great buddies.
Yeah.
And it was the third gender, basically. They're really weighing in really hard, trying to feminize men and de-womenize women, basically.
And yes, they are.
There's this big trend that's kind of infiltrating everything. Well, it's infiltrated art, it's infiltrated a lot of these areas, and I'm afraid that if political correctness kicks in, we're going to have some very strange times, because there's a sort of a new trend for cross-dressing, strangely enough, and a lot of people have been speaking about homosexual men who perhaps aren't homosexual by choice, but rather because they've been so affected on a chemical level, or affected by other influences. So I just wanted to know if you've kind of noticed that.
Yes, I have. You know, there's been so many studies and controversies over the whole thing, and you know, I'm learning as I go along. That doesn't mean I'm becoming more open-minded about the whole New World Order's approach to all this, or that I'm gaining the New World Order insight. Now I'm enlightened. No, that's not happening, but I've learned a lot about these things over the years. And you know, I kind of came up in a very straight environment and, you know, somewhat of a conservative position and point of view. And you know, I got involved with the whole HIV-AIDS debate, and if you've seen my documentary, HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, by the way, there's some more of that in the news, which won't go away for some reason. But, you know, after I did that documentary, I was really pretty hard on the gay community and the gay men about the AIDS issue, because that was sort of my framework. And as I looked at it a little deeper, I realized there were a whole lot of people in the gay community who were alert to what was actually happening. And when I finally released my documentary, it turned out some of my strongest allies were gay men who were being ostracized by their own community, arguing about the pharmaceutical, the big pharma complex's interest in controlling this whole paradigm and narrative about HIV being the cause of AIDS. I guess the reason why I bring that up is because, you know, as you go through life, you learn things about people, and you realize one of the things I clearly want to try to always state about people who are gay or bisexual, or, you know, they have a different sexual orientation, is they don't all think alike. It's like with any group of people, you'd be very surprised. I'm going to get into another story about that, as a matter of fact, it's all coming up pretty soon, about the wedding cake, the master cake issue. There's a great story about that. I live in Colorado, and this happened right here, where the company had the they made wedding cakes, and a couple of gay men came in and wanted them to make them a wedding cake for their wedding. And they said that we don't make a same-sex marriage wedding cakes. And even though it's against the law in the state of Colorado to have a same-sex marriage, they took this thing to a court and got a ruling against them and had to pay a fine and all of this stuff. I'll get into that story later, because that's a little bit along the same lines, I think, of what you're talking about here. But what you're getting back to saying that there are chemicals or induced means that could biochemically cause some of these problems. Do I believe that could be happening? Absolutely, I do. I think there are things, you know, hormones, for example, other different kinds of genetic alterations that we're being exposed to, that we're eating, that we're treating ourselves with. You never know. And these things are a possibility. Do you have any evidence to that effect or anything like that?
Well, what I would have in evidence is more of the trends as to how they're putting it through music, art. Everything's really come under attack. And if you remember the 80s, you only need look at a band catalog to see what happened to men in that area, what happened in that period of time. But ads, movies, you started to see increasingly more men dressing up, and some people thought it was funny. I didn't think it was hilarious at all. And you see all these trends. It's almost as if people, they're trying to, create a new sort of gender. And this really, my biggest fear is that this is going to play into transhumanism, because they sort of want people to transcend things, and they're going to bring about this age of transcendence, but in the wrong way. They want us to transcend gender, but physically, when people are supposed to transcend it mentally and understand that, well, yeah, basically everyone's the same. But I asked one of my friends, I don't know if you're familiar with, but there's conferences for animation and things of that sort. And I've attended a few of those conferences over the years, and an increasing trend that's been happening is a lot of women dressing sort of as men, and a lot of men cross-dressing, and all kinds of stuff of that sort. And if you look at certain famous pop artists and this whole thing, they're trying to almost make it as if, one of the things would be so that women take on the bad characteristics that they gave men. You see a lot of these new music videos, and it's sort of like, well, men objectified women, so now it's women's turn to objectify men, but that doesn't mean that what was done in the first place was decent or proper.
Yeah, they're getting all the bad traits, is what you're saying, right? I mean, they're amplifying those instead of just the regular old masculine and feminine traits. If a man were to become cross-gendered, he'd have to become some kind of a drama queen bitty, you know? Is that what you're saying?
In a lot of ways, they're trying to almost normalize it so that it's okay, but people need to understand that it's more prevalent than ever. There's a gentleman by the name of Thomas Sheridan. He brought to my attention that there's schools in Sweden where children don't really identify their friends in the normal way. They just call them friends. You know, it's almost as if you don't have a female friend. She's just your friend. You know what I mean? Almost trying to take sex out of the equation. Almost, and children are having younger and younger sex changes. It's getting kind of crazy. It's getting crazy on multiple levels, to the point where I don't think they want people to be okay with their sexuality, or they want people to question it. They want people to change it. They want people to be extremely confused, because that's another thing. It'll help them out perfectly when have people confused.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the whole point. They create confusion and the chaos, and out of the chaos they can manipulate that in order to create another paradigm and direct the narrative in the way they want it to go. And that's what we see all along. I mean, you know, look what's happened to the environmental movement. You know, we hear so much talk about global warming, and now the issues against coal-fired plants while Fukushima spills all this filthy radiation all over the world. You know, and that's not addressed at all, or BP Oil and some of these other companies. Got started on that. But you see where I'm going with that. I mean, it's the way they develop these kinds of psychological approaches to these problems has nothing to do with solving them. You want to hang on over the break and get with it some more, or is that enough for you?
If you don't mind.
Okay, we'll go into it after the break.
Justin Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Coming right back at you and picking it up where we left off with Gonzalo in Toronto, talking a little bit about this gender bending, transitional kind of atmospheric situation, whether it's biochemical, whether it's psychological, whether it's programming. Are they trying to create a third nexus race of some kind or whatever it is, that a third gender, if you like, or why are they bending so much of the old standard equations of male and female into these kinds of different aberrations, if you like, of personality? And Gonzalo, is that kind of where you wanted to pick it up?
Well, yeah, it's also extremely beneficial for them. they sell everything for women, they sell everything for men, but now they have the chance to sell everything for something that's a little in between. And that's a new market. That's something new for them to explore because they are globalists, obviously.
It does consolidate a market, doesn't it? And also there'll be maybe three bathrooms to start with and then only one?
I heard that some people are actually trying to get privileges because they don't identify with the sex that they currently are, so they're trying to get privileges to go into the opposite sex bathroom and stuff of that sort.
Yeah, that's happened. You know, I mean, I have a lot of different theories about some of this, and there are concepts of learned behavior and sexual imprinting that people experience at a young age, and then there are some realistic aspects to the genetics. I don't discount completely the fact that some people may actually have more genetics that are based on characteristics from a personality of another of the opposite sex that they are physically. I mean, we've heard about that. Of course, there's hermaphrodites and people like that. But, you know, it's very interesting. But it is a part of the entire breakdown to a certain extent of what used to be the world that we knew and what is being created either by design or by degradation or by, you know, something else in effect. And so now do you think that this is something that could be being induced chemically, or is this all psychological programming or both?
I'd say it's a mix of everything they can conjure up. Anything and everything they can conjure up. They're always multi-purpose assassins, from my understanding. When something is beneficial for them, they are so into it. Almost when you were a child and you're playing along and you almost don't notice, and then the sun comes up and you're like, where did the day go? Well, I think it's exactly like that for them. But they're coming up with their macabre schemes just all day. That's all that they love to do is just create something multi-purpose, and this is definitely going to be multi-purpose. I would say, yeah, it's on many levels, but especially for those that they cannot reach chemically, they will try to do so psychologically, and a big part of it is removing male archetypes and female archetypes so that children growing up, they're not going to get the male archetype from their father or their mother, because everyone knows it's rare for parents to basically exist nowadays. So where do people go? Children often have those mentors, those strangers, those archetypes that they look up to. And I'm sure you've had yours, Steve, growing up. And everyone has them. And you cherish those people until basically the day you die, because they are part of who helped to make you in a better fashion. But they have to strip that away. And if you notice, I actually can look up a picture of Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber, and there's one specific picture where they look almost exactly identical, almost as that third gender that we were speaking about.
Yeah, it's kind of like the way Michael Jackson tried to take on the persona of Diana Ross for a while. You know, I mean, he definitely changed his whole look from the way he was to what he became. And, you know, I mean, he was one of those examples, of course. And then, you know, he had a very low voice, really, to a large extent. Most people don't know that, but he kept the high voice going most of the time as part of his act. You know, most people, he actually did. He was a very different kind of a personality than most people realize. And of course, you know, there was some deviance that got involved with everything, and he ended up as a very confused man, I think. You know, he was an old man by the time he passed away. Actually, he was 50 years old. Most people don't realize that, but you know, It's odd what happened to him over the years, and you've seen so many other people that have kind of followed that same trait, especially in the entertainment industry, and more so, as you point out, right now, especially in, you know, the music video world and all this kind of stuff. It's just definitely the borderline between sexes and the macabre has become very, very strange.
Yeah, and if you look into if you're familiar with majority of the art forms, you can see that it's that uniformity is getting there, and started with hypersexualization of everything, but after the hypersexualization comes the confusion, and then mixed in together, that's where you have people, because they'll either go one way or they'll go the other, or they won't know what they are, and then that's when Big Brother sort of comes in, and I'll tell you who you are. I'll tell you who you are. It's... To To me, it is the greatest pleasure to control you and tell you who you are, because no one will know. No one will have the knowledge to know, and you question how much of a part of the plan schools will be in the future. You question how these things are going to all come together, and then politics goes into it. People will start to become politically correct, because no one wants to be called a racist or a homophobe or a hater of transgender people or anything like that. So people who point out what may be happening will get shut down.
Yeah, that's the point. And a lot of people are afraid of that, too. And, yeah. It's going to be a real challenge in the future. I know, because I've dealt with a lot of these issues myself, and there's some ways that you have to go about trying to establish reason in all of this that often are... They just set people off. Their knees start jerking, and their eyes roll around in their heads. You know what I mean? And when you start to talk about common sense, it's almost impossible to break the ice with a lot of people who are so much already in tune with that ideology and that paradigm. You know, they've bought the narrative so deeply that it's become ingrained in their thinking that everybody knows this. You know what I mean? It's that. And it's going to be very tough in the next few years, I think, with this kind of ideology, you know, perpetuated through the media and out all through the art forms, as you say, especially among the younger generation. It's really going to be tough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you look specifically on animation before, when I was a child, it was quite different. Quite different. It was a little bit bloody, and it was getting to be a bit bloodier. But it wasn't as hypersexualized as it is today, and definitely not as strange. Movies are getting so strange, TV shows. I was just watching an episode today of Game of Thrones, sort of analyzing that, and that's just slowly, they amp up the brutality more and more. And you've got kids watching this. You've got kids watching men have their skulls crushed by other men simply using their bare hands. And I don't need to tell you, Steve, the graphics are pretty good nowadays.
Yeah, they are.
Good. Yeah, it gets a little traumatic, and you know what does a kid do all day besides that? They play Call of Duty.
Right, and I have a son that's into all that stuff, you know, and luckily he's not too carried away with all of it. But you know, the point is simply this: that you know, I feel bad about it because I have. You know, I knew that some of this stuff was pretty wild when I was looking at it a long time ago, but it's gotten worse and worse progressively.
Oh,
I'm just a landslide of garbage that has infiltrated that kind of stuff in the video game attire of entertainment. You know, I mean, it's just really gone bad. And the films and the movies and the characters, of course, have also become very much that way as well. They've lost, they either have no sexual identity or they've morphed into something that's really strange in one form or another. And you see it everywhere, and I think you're right to point that out. This is not just a artistic trend. This is movement, a sweep, an ideology that's being put to pen.
Yeah, and a lot of it is coming from Japan. If people, I'm actually hoping to do a bit more research into this and keep my sort of finger on the pulse, because in Japan, sex is taking on some very strange. New areas, so to speak. It's getting really, really strange over there. And there's also a whole tension between men and women, and they're sort of, it's almost as if they pass the bad traits of the men over to the women. So now women are, you know, more working class women, and they go to these bars where they have sort of male escorts, so to speak. And that's how the whole thing's going in Japan. A lot of it gets exported. They'll find whatever place it seems most likely to come from, and they'll export it.
Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.